The wind moves through her, and she waves gently. A shimmering of sunlight moves between her leaves and the ground. Her trunk is several hundred years old, so big it takes several people, hands strung together, to hug her. Seen from afar, people say she looks like a crown of glistening broccoli, poking out above the rows of rooftops. When one arrives at the courtyard, however, it feels more like a cool, peaceful urban altar. According to locals here, it is. This graceful giant in the middle of a Korean city is both sacred and wise, and the order and decoration of the courtyard in which she stands acknowledges this. The people do, too. They tell me this place honors not only the spirit of the tree, but our relationship with nature and the cosmos. Koreans call this tree a dangsan namu, a living guardian of the neighborhood. Nearly every old neighborhood in the country has one of these trees, and it's appointed by the people who live in the place. If this is true, then there are many would-be, could-be dangsan namu in the world. They are just waiting to be appointed by you and me.